It is indeed time for the list.
I'm trying to think of something training camp slash California related. And we did talk about this earlier in the show today as far as, you know, you're in a hotel, so you have to go out and find something to eat every single day. But when you're on the West Coast, I think everyone kind of prepares themselves to have the food that's, you know, that when you think of going to Cali and you think if you're going to be by the ocean that you may not have back at home, or you feel like it may be a little fresher here since we're in California. Mm-hmm. I remember I was hanging out with Joe Trahan at Lure last night as we sat at the bar, and his coworkers walked by as they were about to leave, and AP, the great photographer and reporter for WFAA, said, "Man, I've had so much seafood around here, man, they're going to have to check me for mercury poisoning or something like that." He said he awesome. Just had so much, and I think we come down here and say, we want to get some of the seafood down here, so that's what you lean toward. I remember coming here early and said, I don't know if I want to jump right into it yet, because I know we're going to have a buildup of having way more seafood in this week than you'll have or you think about at home with all the different choices.
Yeah, for sure.
So I was just thinking, because as we ate last night at the same place, you had something that you had never had before. As far as a fish dish will go.
I did. I had a fish known as the Ono, O-N-O, from Fiji. So it was a Fijian Ono, which was tasty. I enjoyed it quite a bit.
You did?
I did.
You did indeed.
I was very hungry, and I really liked it.
You did. And so I was just thinking, all right, as far as types of fish go, since we're here in California, what's your favorite? I know what your number one is, but I don't know if you want me to start or you want to go, and you can kind of rank your fish consumption or the way the fish that you enjoy the most as you are getting it in.
I'll go. All right. I can start. So my number five, and this is a fish that growing up in Texas, we've all had a gazillion times. I don't eat it much anymore, but catfish. Because fried catfish, when it's done, even now, man, if you get that lightly battered, kind of that cornmeal type catfish, it's good. It's good, but then it's just weird because you're eating a fish from a lake, and it feels like you'd rather eat a fish from an ocean. What other fish do we eat out of a lake? Bass, I guess. Do people eat bass?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, number four, and this is where you start getting into, you got to think about it a little bit. But number four for me, I almost got it last night, but I didn't. It would have been the other fish that I would have gotten if I hadn't seen. I want to try this, and that would be halibut. Halibut is really tasty fish. White, flaky, it's good, healthy. Really enjoy that at a nice seafood place that does it right. So that'd be number four. Number three for me is probably the fish that I've eaten more than any other fish, if you look at all just fish consumption over the course of my life, because you can get it in so many different ways. You can eat it just, like if you go to a nice restaurant, you could eat a fillet of it. You can eat it out of a can, which I've done many, many times.
Sardines.
Not sardines,
oh, okay.
But tasty as well. Tuna.
Oh, okay.
Tuna fish, which I'm a big fan of tuna fish. I like tuna fish salad. If it's done right, my mom used to make tuna fish salad all the time. We'd have sandwiches, and they were great. And, man, there have been times in my life where I'll just have a can of tuna and eat it straight out of the can.
Really?
Yeah, I squirt a little mustard on it. It's delicious.
Oh, man, I need to dress it up a bit, but I'm with you.
Yeah. Let's see. Number two for me is a fish that, again, I think a lot of the times, like if you go for maybe a fish taco or you go to a place like we went last night that has a nice little seafood menu, and you get this a lot, and that, of course, is the mahi-mahi. It's a really good fish. But number one, the goat of all fish.
And it's one by a mile, I know, with you.
Yes, it is. I had it for lunch yesterday. I don't like it cold. And I don't like it smoked, but salmon. Wild-caught Alaskan salmon. I had that for dinner at our team dinner at Rumfish Evino. Had salmon. It was phenomenal. That might have been the best salmon I've ever had. If you ever get it like on a cedar plank, that's really good too. I like that. But salmon, can make salmon at the house from time to time. Got that little nice pink touch to it. And it's so tasty. It's healthy. It's good. Love a little salmon.
Well, we're going to have some overlap, of course.
Yes, you have to. There's only so much fish.
Right. But if I'm starting to get order this more and more when I see it on the menu, and it's the redfish.
Okay.
Man, every time I see
redfish
it,
is good.
And I'll say, okay, let me try that. And again, when you talk about the cedar plank and just the different ways that they make it, and it's always when it's seasoned properly, man, it is tasty.
It is.
The redfish. So with four with me, I would say grouper, because I was definitely on a grouper kick for a long time. Man. I think the redfish is kind of replaced it now here recently because grouper. I want to try, but
yeah, man, if
I see
forever.
Yeah, if I see grouper on the menu, yeah. I'm going to jump on that also.
Grouper's tasty.
Yep, it is, and I will put tuna fish at three because tuna fish sandwiches are the best.
Yeah, tuna's fantastic.
As a grown man right now,
love tuna.
If my wife will say, hey, you want me to make tuna fish this week, you go, yes.
Yes.
On crackers, on bread. But I need a little dressing up. It's not just straight out the can. We need to kind of make it, you know, with a little relish. Mm-hmm. Throw some eggs in there, whatever, mustard, mayonnaise, Miracle Whip, whatever.
So you good. Do
it. Yeah, it really
good
is.
Good tuna fish, it is, man, it's hard to beat. It really is for a sandwich.
And I didn't realize because people make it different ways.
Yeah.
And I can consume it pretty much any type of way, but my wife would throw some sugar in hers, and I really hadn't had it like that before.
Hey.
And then once I tasted it, and maybe I'm just used to it now because we've been married 30 years, and, you know, that's what I'm going to get. But it's delightful. I don't think my mom did that, but I never thought that anyone would rival the tuna fish that she made. But, yeah, it's really, really, really good.
It's a tasty fish.
It is, no doubt about it. Two for me is salmon. It's the OG. It's the goat. It really is. It's one
Salmon's
of those
so
that
good.
If you are kind of undecided about what you want to eat, you'll see salmon on it. It's really hard to go wrong with it.
Do you like it cold and smoked? Because you can get like some breakfast places will do like a smoked salmon bagel
like
or something.
Like on a bagel, right?
Yeah. I don't know what it is about that. I find that repulsive.
I don't find it repulsive.
My preference
is definitely to.
Which is odd because I like sushi, which is a lot of times cold.
Yeah,
even sashimi, which is just like the raw slice of a fish.
Man, I've just gotten into that. I think you have to evolve when it comes to sushi, because if you're going to first try to dive into it, you have to have the cooked, and it's a California roll, and then you get a little you get a little brave, and you'll try something else.
Right.
And I think the bravest in my mind when I first started was the sashimi.
For sure,
that's brave if you want to dive into that. And I have, and it's good, but it takes some getting used to. As far as evolving in the sushi landscape. But number one for me, and it's like salmon for you, it's not even close. It's catfish, man.
Okay.
I will go to any hood spot and get a catfish basket and throw in a couple of slices of white bread in there with the fries all over and pickles or jalapenos, and I'm in heaven. It's the best. There's nothing that beats it.
Man, I feel like if you grew up, especially in Texas, but I assume across the South, you've had fried catfish a lot of times.
And even if you bake it and you season it right, man, you can even go with that because, you just normally think about, all right, I'm getting catfish. It's going to be fried catfish. But, man, you put that thing in the oven and it is a tasty, tasty fish.
Yes.
And it is by far my favorite. If you're going to ask me, all right, you can only have one, but it's going to be fried catfish all the way.
And I always feel like when we're out, especially anytime you go, it doesn't necessarily have to be this area. It could be the Atlantic as well. When you go to places that are close to the water, the seafood is so much better.
And it feels like.
You see such a variety of fish. Because I've had swordfish before, but not in a long time. I almost put that on there, but I might have had that like once or twice in my life, and that was unique. And there's cod, which I think people eat cod a lot. Like, that's just your basic white fish.
That's
there's
the
so many
basic fish and chips, if you're getting
right,
that.
Right,
you're
right,
getting
right.
The
it's usually cod.
Because I had that last night. And I think me growing up, I had so many fish sticks in my life, Matt, that it was like, you know what? I don't even know if I want to even attempt to eat
like
any
ever
of this
again,
ever again.
Right. Of your life.
Like, I had so many. When it came down to the meal of, I don't know, I don't feel like cooking. Just throw some fish sticks in the oven.
Right.
And you have that. And it was like, my goodness, I don't want any more of those. So I know that was probably the fakest of fish. But it was still tasty for us because it's all we had. And if you dip it in enough ketchup,
right,
you can eat as many as you can. You can power it down. But I think about the catfish, man, even if you just dab a little hot sauce, or maybe even – I used to have to drown all my stuff in sauce, and I've become a sauceless dude now, and I really appreciate that. I think my palate has expanded.
Okay.
Like, I don't need a ton of things to kind of hide and mask the flavors of anything, although I did run out of ketchup yesterday.
You did.
But it was a little dollop, though.
It was not much. And yeah, there was a lot of fries, and you were eating that, fish and chips.
That was pretty it's pretty big.
It was tasty.
I had to wait to get my my ketchup going. And it weighed a bit, too. I was a little disappointed in that.
So we doing sauce talk? What's going on,
No,
guys?
No. We're doing fish. We're talking fish.
Nice piece of fish.
Since we're out here in Cali.
A big fan of the fish.
Yeah, yesterday after the show, Mino and I got a little snacky snack before dinner. Went to our place over by the, where you had your birthday dinner.
Okay.
And the ahi sliders, I mean, it was a Hawaiian roll with some ahi tuna, and it was amazing.
Yeah, ahi tuna is fantastic.
It is really good.
Tuna tuna is so versatile.
That
it is.
It really is.
But I think sometimes you have to get past the look of it. I think if you want to consume it, because if you're saying, man, I'm not eating anything that's not cooked, and then, sear it, but it's just that, okay, if it's get over that and I can get past that, then I think we'll be okay.
I think if you can eat a rare steak, you can handle tuna.
I've never done that. I've never done medium rare steak before.
We got to get you a medium rare steak.
Man, really? I don't
it's
know.
So good.
Juicy and just
get you a little
delicious.
Rare.
Yeah, I'll have to graduate to that.
We'll get you there.
I'm a medium dude, man.
Okay, so if you can do medium,
I've gone from well done
to medium rare
because my dad is well done,
right?
And whatever time he grilled steaks or whatever he got, it's going to be well done. And I started doing medium. Well, and now I'm medium.
The problem with when you order it medium, they will overcook it sometimes.
They will.
Too medium.
Yep. They will. Sometimes if you say medium rare, you may get it
medium.
You
might get it medium, yeah.
But I think I'd rather err on the side of that caution than the other way around, because I got a medium rare, man. I don't know.
So good. You get a good medium rare at a nice place. It's fantastic.
Your life will change, Donovan.
You will love it. You get to truly appreciate what that cow ate.
Yeah, you honor the cow.
Yes.
I don't know,
You're
man.
Eating the meats of it, the juices of it.
I like my ladies dark. I don't know if I want my steak that dark red.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very
much.
So
wouldn't your steak be darker if it's well done?
No, I meant the dark red color, because it's pretty dark red when you cut
it
into
be.
That.
Yeah.
Medium rare. Nah, I can't do it.
It's special.
I'd have to... I'll have to order a medium, and then it's like undercooked, and then I just don't want to take it back because that's who I am, and then that's the only way I'll think I'll try it. I don't think I'll ever order a steak that's medium rare.
Okay, I got you then. We'll go somewhere, and when they walk off, I'll chase them down. Medium rare for that dude.
And you never know. And you're just
like,
happy.
Man, I ordered medium. Oh, I can't send this back. Oh, this is awesome.
I'll just kind of sit there and look at it.
You just shove it around your plate.
Right.
See if it's going to moo at you.
Yeah, as it's talking to me. Hey, man, you don't want to eat this? I was like, yeah, I know. We will sit here
all night, young man.
Right.
Until you finish your dinner.
You will not leave until you clean off your plate.